This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Tens of thousands of Coloradans will need to shop for new health coverage after two insurance companies told the state they're pulling plans from the individual market. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Some 96,000 Coloradans will be affected by plans being discontinued by Rocky Mountain HMO and Anthem. The move comes as the Republican majority in the U.S. Congress has so far not extended tax credits that help Coloradans afford to buy plans on the individual market. The state's insurance commissioner urges it to renew the credits, which he says will stabilize the market. Despite the change, all counties will still have plans available. Open enrollment to sign up for new plans begins November 1st. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Economic issues remain the top concerns for Latinos in Colorado, according to a new poll. The Colorado Latino Policy Agenda finds that people want both their state and federal officials to make addressing inflation and rising costs their top priority. Dr. Gabriel Sanchez led the poll for BSP Research.
All three of the top issues are tied to the economy and personal finances, and I think reflects the strain that a lot of Latinos, unfortunately, in our communities are continuing to feel economically.
Protecting immigrant rights, immigration reform, and increased border enforcement were the top non-economic policy issues for Colorado Latinos. The Derby fire north of I-70 near the town of Dotsero continues to grow. The latest figures show it doubled in size overnight to 2,600 acres. Evacuations remain in place for homes nearest the fire, and the National Forest Service has closed access to portions of the White River Forest in Eagle and Garfield counties. The state has issued an air quality advisory for surrounding areas because of the smoke. The Derby fire was started by lightning on Saturday. We're tracking Colorado's wildfires at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.